We haven't officially met. I'm Catherine.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Welcome to Bike Club Show. This is episode 62. This is dedicated to the season 2 premiere of The Vampire Diaries. I'm Eileen.
I'm Lynn.
I'm Josh.
And we also have special guests with us, Shannon Morse, who you know. She was on a couple weeks ago. Shannon.
Howdy.
Hey, welcome. Thanks very much for joining us. And Mark Turpin, a.k.a. The Terpster.
Hey, yeah, it's good to be back.
I know you're a big fan of The Vampire Diary, so I was like, oh, we got to get him on. And we have to, this is a good time for you. So I thought this was very appropriate.
No, it was, the stars aligned for
this. Yes, it did.
It's going to be a good episode.
Yes, it will. All right, we'll do a little bit of housekeeping. This is Bike Club Show. BikeClubShow.com is our website. And you can email us, BikeClubShow@gmail.com. And we're also on Twitter at Bike Club Show. And if you don't know already, this is the show where we sink our teeth into your favorite vampire shows. I think I'm going to stick with that one, you guys.
That's what do good.
You think? I like it.
Great. Sounds good.
All right. That's thanks to one of our listeners. So every week we have a wine selection of the week, although it's morning as we're recording this. So I'm not really into drinking any wine. I've got some coffee, some Ile coffee, which is hyping me up. So I give it a four fangs. My coffee is helping me. Is anybody drinking anything?
No. I'm drinking some sweet tea that my mom made.
Are you in the South? Where are you right now, Shannon?
I'm in Missouri. I'm back at my parents' house right now, just sticking around for a little while.
All right. That's good. Yeah. Lynn, Josh, nothing?
Nothing.
Just water.
Water.
Very healthy.
I got some Scrumpy Jack on the go, which is a local cider. It's good.
Scrumpy Jack on the go.
I like the name.
It's an awesome name. It's an awesome name, but it's not very in keeping with vampires. I should have some, very dark red wine, but I don't, I haven't got any. I'm just enjoying the cider.
That's okay.
I figure if you're immortal, you probably would enjoy cider as well. You wouldn't just be into the wine and the blood.
Yeah,
you might, mix up a bit. Exactly, yeah.
So if you went to, what's the name of their bar at the in the Vampire Diaries?
Fantasia? Sorry.
No. No. We're talking Vampire Diaries. They didn't go there.
Mystic Grill.
There you go.
So someone like Matt or Tyler, or maybe Stefan or Damon might order this at the bar, right?
I'm not sure. I think Damon's a bit more of a Scotch man or whiskey man. He's more, spirits. I wouldn't see him chugging a pint of cider. Stefan, I'm not sure if he's man enough for it. Pretty. But I could see Matt, after he's just finished, a hard game of American football, just coming in. Chugging a few.
Yeah, I could see that too, even though he's underage at this point, right?
Well, on the show. I don't know.
Although, and we'll talk about it later, but Jeremy and Tyler shared a little, they shared that flask, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, sneaking in. All right. Well, we're really excited to have both of you on the show. And let's just dig in. This is a really, I'm just so excited. I was giddy with excitement to watch this show. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it's almost time. It was like hours before. I'm like, oh, the Vampire Diaries. I didn't realize how excited I was to see the premiere. But I don't know. Let's go ahead and get into our recap of seasons 2, episode 1 for The Vampire Diaries called The Return. Right, so we pick up where we leave off, right? Elena walks in, John's bloody on the floor, and I just have to say apologies to Stephanie, who's not with us this week, but she's probably very upset that he is not dead.
Oh, that's right.
Stephanie, our third co-host, is in the air flying to Hawaii this time. She's been to Vegas the last couple of weeks.
I was like, wow, that's pretty nice. I want to go to Hawaii.
She's a little jet setter.
She is. And she has been a vehement, she's been just entirely disgusted with Uncle John the entire season last season. And I'm we'll probably hear from her next week, but unfortunately he's not exactly dead. So, but Elena walks in and sees the bloody mess, freaking out. What were you guys' feelings when we started the show? Lynn?
Well, I guess I don't know. I thought maybe she would be a little bit more compassionate towards John. I don't know why I was expecting that, because, you know, she found out that Uncle John is actually her biological father. So I thought maybe, and then, but then she got concerned about Jeremy. So kind of forgot about him and ran upstairs to look for Jeremy to make sure he was okay. But I thought it was good. I was a little bit surprised. I don't know. I guess I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I was surprised that, I'll just say it now, but I was surprised that Stefan asked to, or threatened to have Uncle John leave, you know, leave. So I was really surprised, kind of like, oh, because I was really only thinking about the square, the love square kind mm-hmm. of thing, you know, Catherine, Elena, Damon, and Stefan. That was the only thing I was kind of concentrating on. So,
but when you saw like in that opening scene, when you saw Catherine, kind of looking, tilting her head, looking behind, and John's like, behind you.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
What were you guys thinking there? I mean, you know, were you like thinking, oh, she might have pounced or whatever? Or were you just like, eh, there's Catherine playing
game? I was distracted by the fact that it's the same actress. And I was thinking, like, I wonder if that's a body double right now. That is-
yeah. I thought a little bit about that too.
And, you know, and yeah, that I found a little bit. And then I kind of got it. I thought, oh, right, straight hair is Elena. Funky hair, Catherine. And once I got that down, I kind of, you know, I managed to distinguish between them, and right. I stopped remembering they were the same actress.
Oh, okay. So you had a little moment of pause.
Exactly. I literally paused it and worked it out. I drew a little graph, and then I came to the conclusion, curly hair, Catherine. Easy to remember.
You'll notice that Elena keeps on wearing that same necklace, the one with the vervain in it.
Yeah.
So she's still wearing that one in season two, and Catherine doesn't have, well, she has a necklace, but it has like a jewel or something on it.
I was looking closely the second time around I watched the episode. I was like, wait a minute. She's totally wearing, yeah. I wondered to see if she got it completely exactly the same. Like, did she get the same necklace or not? But
no, it's not. It's, I think that's the daywalking, whatever mm-hmm. ring.
Yeah, I think it is.
For her, right. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of, well, I mean, they obviously look like, I mean, they're playing two different roles. One's got curly hair, one's got straight hair. And then when they, like, people say hello to them, I kind of was like, can't you tell they kind of look a little bit? Like, she's got curly hair, and she's got leather jacket.
She might have, you know, had, you know, done something with her hair that's true. The night before.
I don't know. She is insanely attractive, so I wouldn't be looking at her hair.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right.
That's what I think most people, that was the thing. And that's why I learned a bit more about a lot of the characters. Like, oh, the ladies like her as well, you know. None of them picked up on it.
I was surprised that I was kind of surprised, and this will go along with Stephanie, that Catherine didn't kill John, like, because it's sort of strange to me that she had him in that vulnerable of a position and only wounded him, because certainly she could have killed him. So I'm wondering.
Do you think that she's just trying to relate some kind of message again?
I guess, yeah. So that was my main thought at the beginning. I was like, why is she toying, you know, with John instead of just killing him?
Well, yeah. I think that's good that we're asking these questions, because clearly, and we hear later on and through the episode, you know, Stefan and Damon are like, well, this is Catherine. She plays games, you know, and that's exactly kind of what's happening here. She's messing with this entire, you know. The unit here. She's obviously wanting to mess with the Salvatore brothers, and this is part of the way, which is messing, you know, via Elena, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, I think John also knows something too, even though he didn't really, like, you know, reveal anything, you know, substantial, but maybe because of the connection with Isabel, she was kind of sparing him. And who knows, maybe he's going to come back later on, you know.
Well, that's what I think.
Play a role. Maybe later on.
He's such a good actor. I mean, sorry, Stephanie, but I'm glad that he's not dead. He's
yeah,
such
me
a
too.
Good actor. I really like him. So,
isn't he the same guy that played Wash in Firefly?
No, that's right. Alan Tudyk. Tudyk.
Yeah,
he
was on Alias.
He was on Alias.
Ah, okay.
Heroes, yeah.
In Heroes, yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
All right. So I'm actually also glad that we just know that Jeremy wakes up, you know, immediately before the opening credits. But of course, at that point, we're like, oh, is he a vampire or not?
Yeah.
I was kind of guessing that he wasn't. I don't know why. I was just thinking, no, he wouldn't be a vampire. Were any of you falling for the fact that he could possibly be a vampire?
No.
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, he woke up so suddenly. You'd think, like, if he died, he'd wake up a little bit slower and be like, whoa, and look around kind of weird-like.
True. True. Okay, so then we'll go kind of chronologically here. Damon later in the hospital was talking to Elena because Elena wanted to visit Caroline. And Jeremy, you know, because she was, whatever, in that accident coming back from last time. And so Damon confronted Elena about kissing her. And she's like, what are you talking about? And then Jenna's tells her, I was at the firehouse. I don't know what she was doing at the firehouse. But at this point, it didn't really matter because as long as she wasn't in the house. And she's like, I told you that. And Elena's like, no, you didn't. And then Damon puts two and two together. Oh, no freaking way. Okay, good. Somebody's putting two and two together. And then we cut back to the Gilbert house. And we figure out that that's Catherine walking in. And Stefan goes down, oh, how is Caroline? Blah, blah, blah. I like the fact that he was not fooled. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He knew, like, the hug. I don't know if it was the scent or whatever, but he knew right away. Fangs came out. They had a little bit of a tussle.
I like to think it was love.
Yeah. You?
Me too.
Oh, and I love the fact that Catherine's like, well, at least I fooled one of you. So playful.
Yes.
Anyways, I was just proud. Am I the only one? I feel like I'm the only one that is siding with Stefan. Does everybody just love Damon only?
Damon's just so much better. He's like, he's cooler, he's funnier. I mean, but then at the end of this, obviously, I don't know how it's going to go. But I still just can't imagine the show where I don't find myself just loving his, just loving everything Damon. He does in it. Exactly. He's just fantastic.
Well, I guess I just like the good guys. And not to say that Stefan is completely good, because he's had his bad moments when he had his little, you know, problem last season.
The good guys are the ones that will stick around. Damon's like the sexy bad guy that everybody's attracted to. But, you know, Stefan will stick around because he's the good one.
That's why. And maybe that's why I'm like, and not that I don't like Damon. I love Damon. But maybe because I know everyone is rooting for Damon, I'm like, fine, I'm going to root for Stefan. And he just proves me every single time in this episode. He knew that wasn't Catherine. He's in love with Elena. He knew that wasn't Elena. He's in love with the real Elena. And was like, not fooled. Yes. I don't know. I'm just like, what? It's just me? Oh, well, whatever. Fine. I'll take him. You guys can all fight over Damon.
I'm kind of rooting for Stefan, but I did feel more. I mean, Damon is more interesting as a character.
Absolutely. But, I agree.
In terms of the final outcome, I'm rooting for Stefan.
I am Stelena. I think
it's only the first episode, so we have plenty to see. So
okay,
there's going to be a lot of good stories coming up. So. Mm.
And then
have you guys noticed the actor? Doesn't he look skinnier than previous?
He does a little.
I was actually concerned for him the whole time I was watching. I was like, he's getting too thin. Because on TV, if he looks really skinny, I feel like in person he's even more skinny than...
That was funny because during Comic-Con, I think one of the reporters said that about him, that he was
really
skinny.
Because I'm concerned about him, like his well-being as a person. Because he looks very... I mean, I don't know his makeup, because he looks really pale too. Like he looks sickly, I thought, on the show.
He shouldn't look sickly. I mean, he should look pale, but he's supposed to look... I don't think that's their intention, but if you think so, that's not good.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh my God, Stefan, are you going to be okay?
All right, well, speaking of Stefan, and Lynn, here's that confrontation he had with John in the hospital.
You may be okay with dying, but I have a better plan for you. You know, taken out of my blood in your system. All I have to do is kill you. Now take my advice. Leave town. Lena doesn't want you here. It's about 24 hours before the blood leaves your system. That's enough time to disappear. Or so help me God. I will turn you into a vampire, and I will watch you hate yourself more than you already do.
Whoa.
Clock starts now.
Yeah,
I did like the last line.
Clock starts now. It's like, yeah. Oh, sweet.
Ooh, yeah.
I love that scene.
See? Oh, and then that's awesome. Stefan again. Like, I'm like, okay, he got ballsy this episode, you know?
He did. Ever since, like, the beginning of season one, he's just getting more and more, like, powerful. And, oh, it's kind of sexy.
It is.
Ooh, that's what Catherine said too.
Exactly.
Catherine said, "Ooh, you're stronger now." So,
and I was shocked at first, like you, Lynn, when he threatened John, and then, but then Stefan and Elena have that conversation outside of the hospital afterwards. She's like, "Well, what did you do back there?" And you know, she kind of put two and two. Oh, you threatened him. Okay, good. Cool. I don't want him here anyway. It's like, oh, okay.
She might not have agreed with the actual method if she had known, but
yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't exactly tell her how he threatened.
Right.
But
yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was a little shocked where that came from. I was like,
Oh yeah.
I didn't expect that. I figured words, some kind of words, but he really just kind of like, here's my blood. Mother.
Yeah. And then remember, like, we were reading somewhere about, like, someone gets turned into a vampire. And at that moment, I was like thinking, oh my gosh, no way. And but of course, that was only the first 10 minutes of the show.
I know.
So I was like, that's too early.
What's also interesting is vampire blood doesn't grow fingers back, which I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It heals you, but I guess all your bits have to be, you know, still attached for it to work.
It's like you basically, whatever form you are, that's what stays, I guess. Kind of like in True Blood, you know, Jessica is always eternally a virgin, you know?
Right.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, I guess.
So, okay. And then, so there's the big wake at the Lockwood house for Mayor Lockwood. And, I thought, you know, there was some interesting moments with Damon and the sheriff and, Mrs. Lockwood. You know, he's just standing there between them, and they're kind of like in emotional distraught. And he's just like, ladies, Liz.
He's just sounding kind of wise, actually. It's quite nice.
I like how the elder ladies are kind of like, you know, I don't know, putting their head on his shoulder. You know what I mean?
Cougars.
Yeah. The cougars.
Oh my gosh.
But are they were-cougars? That's what we got to find out.
Right. Good one. I do have to say I was quite excited when this SUV-looking truck kind of rolled into the front of the house during the whole memorial.
Uh-huh.
And this tall, dark, and handsome guy walked out. I was like, oh, new character. I wonder who this is. And it's the uncle. So I think this is where we, I guess, learn more about the Lockwood curse.
The curse.
Thank God.
So,
Thank God. Because I felt like all of last season, Tyler was just kind of around.
Yes, I know.
Annoying and angry and getting checked by his dad every once in a while. But it was like, really? That's it? That's all we're going to do? Okay.
But it always felt very kind of blatant to me, mm-hmm. like the whole thing. And I'm kind of like, well, thank God we're kind of getting to a point now where you're just going to tell us, you know, a little bit more about this Lockwood curse, you know, what it actually is. Because it's all like, you know, you've got this whole kind of alpha male dog thing mm-hmm. going on beforehand and this whole kind of pack mentality. And now we're getting a little bit more, you know, it feels like we are having some progression, a little bit more interesting. So already first episode, really kind of exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like all of these like puzzle pieces coming in back into play, you know, again, and more than last season, you know? All right. So before we get to, I want to go back to Damon and Bonnie, but I want to stay with Catherine and Stefan in that storyline, and let's kind of dive in a little bit more. Stefan finds Catherine at the Lockwood house. He's just using his noggin. He knows what's going on. So he's trying to play the game, and they have a lovely conversation on the grounds of the Lockwood house, don't they?
I'll admit, it does bother me that you've fallen in love with someone else.
I was never in love with you, Catherine. You compelled me. None of my feelings were real.
Believe what you want, Stefan. But I know the truth. And deep down, so do you.
The truth? Mm-hmm. Well, the truth is, you're the same lying, selfish, manipulative bitch that you've always been. So whatever it is that brought you here, let's just get on with it and leave town. Because if you don't, I will hunt you down and I will rip your heart out.
You want to know why I'm here, Stefan? I came back for you.
Well, the problem, Catherine, is that I hate you.
You hate me, huh? That sounds like the beginning of a love story, Stefan, not the end of one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's so scary.
She kind, yeah, she is. But I, do you really buy that she's back there for Stefan? I'm kind of questioning this whole thing about, you know, and we'll hear later. But she tells the same thing to Damon. But I don't buy it.
I don't think that's her overall reason. Mm. But I think there is part of her who actually does care for him, because she actually looked genuinely hurt. In part, that's part of why I like that exchange when he said, you know, when he was just laying it down a line. And you could say, like, oh, that's just part of her whole acting. But I think it would be interesting if there was, like, this little scrap of actual affection in her. It'll be interesting to see if that's revealed or
not. Yeah. Yeah, because they talk, obviously, about also Damon's, you know, got a little bit of humanity that's kind of finally come back. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be nice to think that there is still something in there. And that it's not a case, like Damon says, of just being able to switch your emotions off.
Right.
I think her overarching goal just seems to be splitting the brothers up. And it is by playing them off against each other, trying to say, oh, no, I like you. No, I like you. Oh, wait, I'm Elena. I'm Catherine. Whoa, what's going on? And ultimately, because I think she knows that the only real threat she has against her and whatever her plan is the two brothers working together. Individually, they're easy to kind of beat, but together, I think she would have a hard time. So I think that's her main motivation at the moment, at least.
Yeah.
Lynn, maybe she's just ticked off that Stefan and Catherine or Stefan and Elena are so happy and so in love, and she just doesn't want either of them to be happy.
Lynn, what do you think?
I think it's a combination of what everyone says, you know. I think we don't know what she's coming back. Like, there was never anything from season one, and I think season two will be revealed. I don't know if overall, like, she I think season one Pearl had mentioned they want the town back. So I don't know if that's what she is kind of working towards, because they were best friends back then, you know. And now she's kind of like the only surviving vampire from, you know, the tomb type. Or during that whole era. I don't know if that's kind of her overall thing. And then toying with the brothers and then Elena, that's just kind of a side thing. So I think it's a combination of everything. And I'm just going to be patient and watch.
I'm just questioning. She just keeps talking about it's Stefan. I'm like, no, it just can't be him. That's all.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Because, yeah, like, I think Josh said that, yeah, I believed her when, did we mention this just now? I can't remember. But when she had told him that she came back for him.
Yeah.
So I actually, wow, okay.
I personally don't believe it yet, but I mean, I just need to see more, you know.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than those words. So, all right. And so in going back to what you were talking about, Terpster, about the humanity in Damon, here's that conversation between Stefan and Damon and why he's not going to fight his brother.
I kissed Elena because you feel something for her, because you actually care. And I'm not going to let Catherine come in here and destroy that part of you that is finally, after all of this time, willing to feel something. She'll try to break you. She'll try to break us. And how we respond to that will define us. It's our choice. So no, I'm not going to fight you.
She Shannon, are you with me here? He's taking the high road. This is the guy. This is the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I love this conversation. And it actually just reminded me of the line that Isabel had said when she departed Mystic Falls last season. She had mentioned like the Salvatore brothers, they'll something bad's going to happen, or that's why Catherine left. So I don't know if there must be something there.
Oh yeah. She said something like, as long as you have one on each shoulder, you'll be doomed.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
I'm happy Catherine left when she could.
Right. So maybe she's coming back for something, like maybe there's a curse too, or I don't know. There's something in there that's, that could be part of why she's back and toying with them and playing with them or something, you know?
I buy that. I buy that. Terpster, what do you think?
No. I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. I think it's just really exciting. Which is it sounds kind of silly because obviously we have just had one episode.
Yeah, I know.
What happened when I watched the first season? I'd already watched the first season of True Blood, and the second season, I guess. Yeah, because we're on the third now. And it got kind of three quarters of the way through, and I started thinking like, wow, I think this is better than True Blood, and it really kind of shocked me because it's a completely different style. Mm-hmm. But it's got, like, it seemed to have so many elements right that I just kind of fell in love with it. Then this latest season, True Blood, came out, and I started thinking, like, oh, no, True Blood's the best. Yeah. And now, obviously, we've got one episode left of that, but then this episode came out, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't know which is the best. And I've got this whole internal struggle going on now where, for some reason, exactly, I need to be able to rank them, apparently.
Well, that's funny. You're enjoying the third season of True Blood. It sounds like you might be enjoying it more than we are, because...
I love Eric, and this has had more Eric in it, and... Yeah. I like where it is at the moment. I'm slightly annoyed about, I'm guessing it was Labor Day as to why it wasn't on this past Monday.
Yes.
Or Sunday or whatever. Yeah. And so, that was a slightly annoying. But other than that, all good. Can't wait. But yeah.
Yes.
So, wow. So you're kind of like, you know what it is too about The Vampire Diaries that I'll agree with you in terms of sometimes it's better, right? The first season, the pacing was so good. It was just like, it never dipped. I complain about other shows where there's filler episodes. I feel like every single episode for The Vampire Diaries meant something. And it was connected to the whole arc of the show. There wasn't
after
really
those initial ones.
After the
car wash, that one was for sure.
We talk about the car wash episode is like, it's the worst one. Everything after that, it just built.
I enjoyed it.
Built. Oh, you enjoyed it.
I watched most of it with the sound off, but it was
slow motion.
It was a good episode. Exactly. It was a good episode.
But they always leave the show with a cliffhanger and something that progresses. They answer lots of questions and they give you more questions to just progress the story, you know, not to leave you hanging. Unlike this season with True Blood, like, okay, bring it on now. What is Crystal? What is, you know, what is Sookie? Yes. It's dragged. I don't know. We felt that way. I'm not sure about you.
No, I think you're right. And I think they've chucked in a load of extra things like Lafayette now. I mean, they're just doing what they want with Lafayette, but I don't care because he's fantastic. I don't know. I mean, the last episode, I think, really kind of turned a corner for me because we got the last couple when we did find out what Crystal was, and there was more with Sookie and fairies and stuff. And again, it just I've really enjoyed. I think I don't know if there have been episodes I haven't enjoyed, because I guess I've just forgotten that emotion. Some of it seemed a bit weird, like Sam's flashbacks seemed a bit like out of place. But then I found the woman he was with in the flashbacks extremely attractive. So
you know who she is, too.
Who is she? Because I couldn't find her in the credits.
She played Lexi on The Vampire Diaries. She played Stefan's best friend.
She did.
Oh, I didn't get that connection.
And she was gorgeous as well because of the same person. It all makes sense now.
Yes.
I just remember, you know, like, why did Stefan's best friend have to die? Boom.
That annoyed me as well, actually. That really upset me because I thought, like, she's fantastic. She's in it. And it's all like, she's an old vampire. And I was thinking, like, oh, right, okay, now we've got somebody who can kick some ass.
Yeah.
And then
she dies.
Cheers, Damon. Thanks.
This was another reason to be mad at Damon. Like, come on, man. Okay, well, let's back to the Vampire Diaries and this episode. So let's dig into Damon, you know, everyone's favorite vampire, the sexy beast, as Entertainment Weekly called him. Now, he's having some issues. His mind is going crazy. He's not quite sure. He thinks he had something with Elena. And, you know, Catherine shows up at the house, at the Salvatore house. And Damon and her get into the throes of things and then just stops himself and decides to ask her a big question.
I have a question. Answer it, and it's back to fireworks and rockets' red glare. Answer it right, and I'll forget the last 145 years I've been missing you. I'll forget how much I loved you. I'll forget everything, and we can start over. This can be our defining moment, because when we have the time, it's the beauty of eternity. I just need the truth, just once.
Stop. I already know your question and its answer. The truth is, I've never loved you. It was always Devin.
Okay, so I will admit, I really like this scene. Ian Somerhalder played it really well. I liked, again, the humanity here. He had a little crackle in his voice, you know, trying to, you know, get the question out to tell Catherine.
One of the few times we've seen Damon that vulnerable and open. It was pretty amazing because of that.
I agree.
Poor guy. Damon was just, he was genuinely hurt when she said that. And he was on the verge of tears, the poor guy. Yep. I felt so bad for him.
I did too. I was like, oh, man.
There were two bits, though, in the episode. And I knew they were coming. And like as they were, I was like, they're going to smash something. They're going to smash something. And then both times, it's like, yeah, smash. I'm so angry. And I was like, called it. And that's nice. I like the kind of like play along at home kind of version.
Oh, yeah? Is it like you drink when they smash something?
Yeah. It's a good game.
Well, and then he shows up to Elena's house and, you know, confronts her and says, you know, we had something. What is this thing that we're doing? We have something. And then he like forces the kiss on her. And she's just like, no, it will always be Stefan. Almost exactly the same freaking line. And then then and there, I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
Damon can't get no loving. I don't know.
As soon as she said that, I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah,
this is not good.
This is going to push him over the edge. Yep.
Yeah.
He went as a drunk. I mean, he went pretty much drunk, you know, confronting Elena. So I don't know. In a way, I can see why. I mean, Elena was trying to take him seriously, but then it was also kind of like, well, you're drunk. You're not yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, then the bad Damon came out. That was scary.
And that doesn't excuse the fact that he went over and, you know, snapped poor Jeremy at the time.
Oh, right, boom.
Which I didn't see the handoff of the ring. Did I miss it? I actually watched
that. That's the whole point, though.
We don't even see it.
Okay.
Yeah,
they mention it, and he says, like, isn't that my dad's ring? And I thought when he said my dad's ring, I thought it was going to be like, yeah, you should have it then.
right.
But they didn't. And so I thought, like, oh, fair enough. Maybe he doesn't want to get killed when he's leaving town. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then that happened, the next snap. And I was thinking, like, hang on. Did Stefan say the blood was drained and so he definitely would die? Or did he say it's draining and he might, maybe he's a vampire now. Maybe that's it. Maybe it, you know, Damon was the one who turned him. And then, like, you get the ring shot. And you're like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was so glad that Jeremy didn't, because I screamed when I saw that.
Yeah. That was.
I was so scared.
Yes. I was like, that. I can't see Elena having her brother as a vampire, you know?
No.
So I was really glad when she saw that and that relief. Oh, phew.
So at this point, how is everybody feeling about Damon? Do you guys feel sorry for him still? Or
Well,
you guys do feel sorry for him
and hatred. It's both, like sorrow and hatred. You know,
See, I still don't hate him because I'm thinking Jeremy's a little bit annoying, a little bit whiny. I totally, if I had to snap anyone's neck in that room. Yeah,
he's an emo, like 16-year-old kid. Exactly.
Exactly. Just get over her. Vicky was never that into you in the first place. I still think that it's a case of Damon always comes through in the end, I think. And that's something that I think hopefully will continue to happen. And as such, I don't want to hate him, you know, because then when he does come through in the end, I'll feel bad for all the hate I have shown him.
that was a really dark place for him to go to kill her, he thought he was killing her brother.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he did. And I think Jeremy woke up and was all like, he killed me.
Right.
I'm
right.
Like, yeah, sweet.
So that's, I mean, that's pretty severe in terms of something that he's done against Elena. I mean, that's pretty much as far as he can go. So it'll be really interesting to see how that, I mean, I agree with you. I imagine they have an arc for him where he redeems himself, but it's gonna take a lot of work, I think, for him to ever be close to Elena again.
Oh yeah, there's no way. I mean, Elena says she hates him.
Right.
So I don't think.
Yeah, but girls say that all the time. They mean love.
Oh.
She's just getting confused. It happens.
You don't think she truly loves Stefan? You think that she's...
I think she loves them both. I think that's perfectly within her capabilities. Yeah, I think it's that's the best thing about the Salvatore brothers. They come as a pair.
Two for one.
Yeah.
Shannon, would you like both of them? Would you like to have both of them as a pair to be your boyfriends?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't think I could handle both of them at the same time. Good Lord.
Those boys could get a rota, maybe.
There's way too much drama in like, those guys' lives.
Constantly vying against each other.
Yeah.
Plus, I imagine the time in the bathroom applying hair product, you would never get in there.
That's true. And I need a lot of time in the bathroom to do my hair, so.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
But, Terpster, are you officially still wearing the Team Damon t-shirt?
Oh. I am flying the banner high. You know, I think he is still vastly more interesting at this point in time. I mean, so far though, Stefan has, you know, come out of the blocks, you know, raring. He's going for it. And so, you know, I might, you know, a few episodes in start thinking, well, actually, you know, Stefan's shown he can kind of man up a little bit. You know, he's not just going to eat, you know, little forest creatures all the time. Look into, you know, Elena's eyes all the time. So, you know, we have to wait and see. But I just find Damon far more interesting. And I'm still wondering what's going to happen with Damon and the town elders, you know, the cougars, you know, the sheriff and the mayor's wife and stuff like that. I think that, you know, he's got other cards to play.
I want to skip to Bonnie now. I see a little bit of something possibly there because, you know, she said, okay, yes, give Caroline the blood, you know, and then, you know, if I do that, you know, are we even, you know, and then they had a little like kind of, he was trying to flirt with her in the Lockwood home and she wasn't really buying it. And then she does her witchy powers and he's like, oh my God. but I don't know. I'm like, maybe there's something there. I mean, I guess we're seeing him, you know, with every girl in town, you know, and like you said, his cards are everywhere. Who's going to pick it up, you know? But I don't know. I'm kind of hoping for some Bonnie Damon action, actually. Anybody else? No?
No, you say it.
I sense something as well. I sense something as well, but I can't see her falling into Damon's life really early on into the season. Maybe later on. Maybe it'll be a big buildup.
I would love that. I would love to see the witch break down a little bit and him too.
Mm. Well, I think that it might be interesting as to the end of the episode. As to who feels responsible there, because ultimately it only happened because Damon's.
Yes.
You
know,
I don't know if Bonnie's going to, because she felt guilty to begin with, because, you know, the reason Caroline was in the crash was because she gave the device to John.
Yes.
And, you know, messed it all up like that. And so then she felt guilty and asked Damon to do this. But now in doing that, she's made it even worse, potentially.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'd be interesting. Yeah. You know,
But do you think, well, first of all, when I guess we can jump to that part when Catherine walked into the hospital room and, you know, sees Caroline. Do you think at the time Catherine knew that Damon had given her blood.
No, I don't think she knew.
So then in a way, killing her, I mean, so that she was killed, I mean, only us as an audience, we saw that because we knew she had Damon's blood. So we...
Right. No, I think she must have known because that's she said, right. I want you to give them a message. And
but I thought the message...
Her which... And her coming back as a vampire, she can deliver that message.
Really?
Or do you just think her death
was
the message?
I thought... For me, I thought it was just the death was the message.
Yeah.
I don't...
I thought it was turning because that's the one thing they all kind of hate, really, is
right.
more vampires.
Oh. Well, yes, that makes sense. That makes sense in hindsight, but I guess it's just... I kind of feel like... I'm just the storyline part of it. It's like, how does Catherine be everywhere? How is she everywhere to hear these conversations? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm nitpicking kind of, but it's like, was she there present when they said this, you know? So I don't know.
I thought she was at the Lockwood house at the time, just kind of, you know, I don't know. Or I don't know where she was. Maybe she was at the hospital and we just never saw her. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I know. Was like, oh, okay.
She's very fast. These vampires run very fast.
And she's super old, so.
And she, you know, I don't know. Yeah, she could have known. I was thinking the whole time that she didn't know.
Yeah,
but I think either way it's fine because either way there's a message that's going to be sent.
Yes.
Mm. And
I was a little worried that I totally forgot that Damon had given Caroline that blood. And I was so worried that Caroline was going to die. But now I'm like, oh, I hope she does come back because that would make a really, really cool little side story.
Well, and I also hope she doesn't go the way of Vicky, you know, where it's like, OK, she gets turned and then she's just gone in a matter of like an episode or two.
Yeah, because I like her character, even though she's kind of girls in high school I didn't really hang out with. But I like Carolyn because we've seen her kind of grow and we've been able to sympathize with her in her life.
Mm. But her mom hates vampires, so I don't know.
Yeah. I could, you know, now I'm thinking, I wonder if she then becomes Damon's girlfriend, you know, when she becomes a vampire.
Again.
I don't think, his interest would wane pretty quickly yet again. So.
Yeah,
that's true, yeah.
I mean, what I found was interesting, though, is this was the third time in this episode where someone was killed. or you thought like, hang on, are they going to come back as a vampire?
Uh-huh. And yes.
I kept thinking because of the previous two times, like, oh no, something happened. It's all good. I was just waiting on the end there to be like, she's going to wake up and she's got some sweet ring on her toe. But evidently
maybe
not.
Maybe we should make a drinking game where we drink whenever somebody comes back to life.
Yeah, there
exactly,
you go.
Chug. So it's exciting, really, just to think, like, what are they going to do with this? Because you look at the dynamic, obviously, Matt doesn't really know anything.
He's so clueless.
He's clueless about, I think, everything, regardless supernatural or normal. He's just a little bit dim. And it's kind of, you know, it's a little bit kind of mean, really, because obviously things have just started working out for them. She had a bit traumatic before. Both of them never had it really that easy. And you just wonder how it's going to progress from here. I don't know. I'm not sure the fun, really, if everyone knows everyone's vampires and supernatural, if part of the magic kind of disappears. So, be interesting
true.
To see what happens.
That's true. Yeah. Huh.
Well, and then we got Tyler and jumping back to him and his new hot uncle. That Lynn is very...
Yeah, no, I'm eyeing him now. Yeah, sure.
Really? Over and above Damon?
Oh, well, I mean, Damon's interesting and entertaining, but, you know, now here's a new pet. So,
wow. Lynn's so fickle.
Oh, well, you know.
Well, I think it'll be good because it's you know, obviously he needs a role model.
Yes.
And he doesn't even know what he is, and he's just out of control and at that point where... he can't control his emotions, so he needs somebody to check him. And his mom, I guess, doesn't know anything at all.
Oh, my God. The mom is, like, clueless.
Is she really clueless? She's really clueless,
so.
Isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She has no clue.
Yeah.
So
she is without a clue.
Yeah.
She's kind of... she's kind of good for nothing for him right now. And so this uncle, I think, is going to do a lot of good. And I think, I don't know if you guys were able to see the previews, but you see him jumping and he's like, yes. Eyes. Oh, like Tyler, you had that same eye, dude.
Oh, I didn't know you can do. Oh, well, so that's the part I was a little confused. I didn't know they as humans can jump like that. I thought it's they have to change, like shift into their I don't know, I guess wolves, because on one of the tweets it says, "Ooh, shooting with wolves." So I thought they had to like change, transform into the animal.
Well, maybe then, he's about to, or
yeah. Oh no, that
something
that
simple as a jump might be okay, you know. But
that intrigued me. That's like kind of because you don't see that with the True Blood wares. You know, like Sam running really fast, or like they have to shift and then
or flying.
Yeah, or flying.
Yeah, he has to be a bird before he can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. It would be very uninteresting if everybody knew about everybody. But I think they're going to start kind of finding out. You know, I mean, I think this is sort of like the new generation at Mystic Falls, and they're all gonna, they're all slowly starting to discover, you know, what's happening. And let's speaking of discovery, Jeremy and John have that conversation where we didn't see the ring slip, but this is sort of like almost anointing, like you're the Gilbert legacy. So let's hear a little bit of that conversation.
That ring on your finger, the one that's supposed to protect you, that was my father's, right?
Yeah.
Then why didn't it protect him? Why is he still dead?
What happened to your parents wasn't supernatural. It was an accident. There's nothing that can save us from that.
I wonder, what do you think of all this? Me?
You think that you're still young, still finding yourself. But you are a Gilbert, and you've been exposed to this town's darkest secret, and with that comes responsibility.
I don't believe in that family legacy stuff.
Sooner or later, you'll have to.
So that was almost like passing the mantle, since John is leaving and who knows where he's going. Maybe he's going to go find Isabel or something.
Yeah.
They're kind of powwow and come back later. I don't know.
It's kind of nice as well, though. They explain the rings don't make you immortal.
Yeah.
And they only protect, you know, against vampire-related injuries.
Or exactly. Yeah, because their car fell, the Gilbert's family car fell into the river or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they died like naturally as a human, you know, and there wasn't like anybody trying to, some vampire snapping their necks or anything like that.
Yeah. But that's what I wonder, like, because obviously Catherine decided to chop off John's fingers to remove the ring so she could stab him with a knife. Mm-hmm. So it appears like if you get stabbed by a guy with a knife, you'll die. But if a vampire stabs you with a knife and you've got a ring, then you'll live.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's like, you know, some kind of conditional clause or magic on those rings. Right. That in the first season, they seemed like a pretty sweet deal. Now you're finding out, well, actually, they only work on Sundays. And you know, if it's been raining, then you probably wouldn't want to wear it. You know, and you start thinking, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's got to be some chicken armor. Yeah, you have to have some parameters. Otherwise, it's like the all-encompassing ring.
Yeah, well, that was something we complained about several times during the first season. We're like, okay, how many rings are there? And, you know, how many people are going to, like, just... It's became like the bat belt. You know, they would just pull out a ring and be like,
I have a sweet ankle bracelet. Yeah. You're like, yeah, more jewelry.
So I think it's kind of cool that we're seeing that there are even more limits on them than we previously knew.
Right. So now Jeremy has the one Gilbert ring and Alaric has the other one. And we didn't see him in this episode. But so those are the only two, well, besides the Salvatore brothers having theirs. There's like four, right, that we know of?
Wasn't Pearl, didn't she have one? But I know she died, but didn't she have one?
She
had a ring or a necklace?
So. Oh, maybe it was a necklace.
And then Anna had one too.
So I'm kind of confused. Oh. So then we were just talking about the supernatural's killing, but you get stake, you still die. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. Staking is, there's no return.
But aren't the rings different? I thought the vampire rings were just, you know, daylight rings, and the other ones were immortal. Well, you can't be killed by a supernatural ring.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so when a vampire wears it, okay, they can walk out.
Well, I don't even know that they're the same. I don't think they're the same rings. I think, you know, the Salvatore brothers have rings that keep them walking in the daylight, and right. then and then the Gilbert rings are to, you know, protection shield them from any supernatural.
Okay.
Do we know who made all the Gilbert rings yet?
Yeah, I think that was Emily. That was
I think Emily did them all. Yeah,
Bonnie's great grandmother.
Yeah.
From back in the day. So she did the hocus pocus, and Bonnie's probably trying to, you know, in the meantime, trying to figure it out. She's still learning.
And that's what I think would be interesting, because I imagine for Caroline that we might see Bonnie cook up a new ring. Well, like I said, maybe a sweet ankle bracelet. You know? they could go with something different, maybe. But I think it seems to be that Bonnie's picking up a lot of the same spells.
Yeah.
And so it would seem like, you know, that would be a way for her to make amends almost. For Caroline to continue
life. Oh, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise, again, I don't know if they've got a secret box somewhere with more rings in them, but I doubt it.
Yeah, that would be the best if Bonnie made something for her. And maybe it wasn't exactly
full. Maybe like a BlackBerry or something like that. They brought it up to date. Like, instead of a ring, she's just got an enchanted cell phone. That, you know, and that's why she never leaves home without it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Something more modern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe. We'll have to find out. We'll see. But yeah, I think Bonnie, I still wish that Graham was still around for her just for a little while. But
yes.
No. I was like, really? She just died that fast? But
yeah.
Her power's improved for sure, you know? And I'm curious to see how she's doing that, because she has no guidance right now. So, but then we see that her power is getting better and more strong, you know. So.
But it doesn't work on Catherine.
Yeah.
At least the thing that she was trying. Was she acting at first? She was acting, right?
Yeah, she was kind of. She was like, just being sarcastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been around for a long time.
Yep.
Like, okay.
Yep.
I'm really excited about the next episode. They're at some carnival or whatever, and we get to see Caroline. Show up as a different Caroline, but I don't know. What are any expectations for this season? As we, you know, before we close, Lynn.
Gosh, I don't know. I'm excited to see the werewolves finally. Kind of like, I want to see what the curse is about. I still want to see some flashbacks of Catherine, kind of like, you know, her side of the story. Because season one, I feel like we saw Damon and Stefan, and then how they came about to Mystic Grill. I'm sorry, Mystic Falls. And I want to see Catherine's side. I kind of don't really want to see any more of the relationship stuff, like the love triangle, the square, whatever. I kind of just want... a bit more development in, I don't know, maybe the current situation, you know? And then I guess the witch, Bonnie, her powers, develop, maybe her relationship with Caroline. Those are probably the general stuff. I don't know specifics right now.
Okay.
We'll see next episode.
Shannon, what are your expectations for the season?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I really want to see Damon and Elena get closer and maybe even, like, fall in love or something at some point. And Stefan and Elena break up with each other because of the drama between her and Damon. I want to see some drama.
Wow, okay. So you're not done with the relationship.
No, I want to see some more relationship drama, because them just being together the entire time is that's no fun.
It's kind of boring. Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get over.
Because more exciting stuff happens. Yeah, and I want to see John come back and him, like, fight for the good side for the vampires. That would be really cool.
You mean to be on the vampire side, to be on the Salvatore side, or to fight against the vampires?
To fight against Catherine, of course, but to help the Salvatore brothers to be on their side.
Oh, no, I don't know. He really hates. He told, stay away from my daughter, you know. He's such a hater. He's such a vamp hater. I don't know.
But Elena is his daughter, so I want to see him come back and at least, like, grow that relationship at least a little bit more, because, you know, you can't hate your dad forever.
Yeah, plus he'll want revenge for his fingers. You know?
yeah, exactly. He'll want his fingers back.
His last line will be before he stakes it. This is for my fingers.
So true. So Terpster, what's your expectations for the season?
Alaric and Jenna getting it on. maybe.
Finally.
Yeah. Please, just get it over and done with. It's been going on for too long now. I can't take much more of it, in fairness. So I'm hoping that gets resolved, and maybe, you know, a little bit more with Saltzman. You know, maybe joining a few more kind of vampire hunt missions, and maybe him getting a little bit more involved. You know, I think if Catherine goes a little bit postal, they're going to need all the help they can get. And that's so, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, hopefully true. We won't see a kind of Twilight werewolf vampire team up, but we probably will. so we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, that's my main thing. Is just Jenna and Alaric.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't get to see any of him this episode. Josh, what are your expectations?
I'm just excited to see Catherine mess things up.
Really?
Like an ever widening, you know, spiral. Just I'm expecting her to do horrible things, and going to be very interested to see how everyone copes with her. And also, like Lynn said, it'll be very interesting to get more of her backstory.
Yeah, I agree about the flashbacks. I really, and we've already mentioned this, but I really hope they don't throw away Caroline. I hope she sticks around this season as a vampire.
Yeah, me too.
I think so too.
I just, you know, I really felt Vicky was wasted. Like, really? But I guess you have to have someone die. You know, it's like, if no one dies, then, you know, there's no seriousness to this. But I think we've already had that. So let's keep Caroline. Let's keep her. Let's have another female vampire. Somebody almost like a Jessica, right? For Vampire Diaries, where she's learning how to be a vampire, you know? I don't know. I would like that. I'm really not interested in Matt and that whole thing, but I don't know. I guess in that respect, maybe, hopefully, I'm hoping that they make him more interesting, because he's just kind of the dude around, yes. you know? Yeah. Just like Catherine, like, oh, his eyes are so blue, you know? It's like, okay. Yeah, that's all he's good for right now. I'm like, okay. Because he's in the dark. I am loving Nina Dobrev as both Elena and Catherine. I'm really watching her play both, you know, how Elena is just very like confused and scared and stuff. And then Catherine's just playful and naughty and, you know, mean.
I got to give Nina some props, because she plays those two characters off each other very, very well.
Yeah. I agree. I replied to her on Twitter. I was like, oh my God, congratulations. You're so good as both.
Did she respond?
No. She probably got like a million of responses, but you know, she just tweeted out like, so it was out. What you guys think? I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. My little fangirl on Twitter. I'm like, you're my favorite on that show. My favorite.
She's great. Yep.
I love her. All right.
She's no Damon.
Okay. Look, I am team Elena. There we go.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I still love Stefan, but, you know, I just like the good guys. But he might not be good for a long time. You know, that would be great, again, to see him not be good. And whether it's him just dealing with his old, addictions or whatever, you know, because he hasn't had enough blood or something. Something needs to happen with him, so he's not just like humdrum. You know, and I like that he's getting very, you know, he's getting very forceful. He's getting aggressive, which is great. But he's got that sensibility. But I guess after a while, that's just going to get boring. So I need a little something with Stefan. And you're right, Shannon. Maybe they need to break up in order for him to get that chutzpah or something.
Yeah. We need some drama in that relationship.
Yeah. Bring it on. Okay, before we close, any expectations for True Blood in the finale? Since we're waiting, we got another day before the big finale.
Oh, don't know.
I'm really curious if they're going to be able to pay off on all the stuff they set up and then dragged out so long. I really felt like there could have been more incremental payoffs that happened before the finale. So I'm a little nervous. I mean, I'm excited, but I'm like, this finale will decide whether I really like this season or not.
So. I feel it's frustratingly brief. You know, it's 12 episodes long. With Vampire Diaries, did we get 24 last season?
22.
So, yeah. You know, you get so much more kind of bang for your buck. And I mean, obviously the quality in True Blood, I think at least has been quite strong.
Yeah.
I felt slightly frustrated at the end of the last episode, because I figure that, I mean, while Eric's got the king, what's his name?
Russell.
Russell, yeah. He's got him kind of silver handcuffed outside. But ultimately, I'm just thinking, like, well, where's his survival instinct? Like, if I was getting burnt alive and I'm a vampire, rip, off comes the arm, and I vampire speed right back inside.
Yeah,
or,
we were all talking about that.
Yeah, it just seems a little bit flawed, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, it was a pretty sweet, poetic, like, when he turns around on fire, you're just thinking, like, sweet, you got a nice revenge. And, you know, I kind of like this whole, you know, seeing a more human side to Eric. And, you know, he's again, far more interesting than Bill. So I think, you know, he's the Damon of the True Blood series.
I agree. I think he thinks he's just going to die. I think he's just going to surrender himself to the true death with this, you know, with the king or something. I think he just has that in his mind. He just keeps talking. What's that? Oh, Pam will save him, you think?
Yeah, I reckon that she'll whiz out as soon as Edgington's dead and back in. Bit of blood, maybe a bit of sucky blood, who knows, whatever he fancies. And then back to prime.
Lynn, expectations?
I actually don't have any expectations because I don't want to be disappointed. I feel like the season, I mean, I know we talked about this. I mean, I still love True Blood. I love the show. I love the characters. You know, I love the stories. But the season has been a bit slow for me. And then I kind of feel like all the setup, like Josh said, I'm a little nervous about them squeezing it all into Sunday night, September 12th, you know, finale in 1 hour or, I don't know, 65 minutes or 75 minutes. But I'm just going to go in with an open mind and enjoy the episode. I'm not going to really think too much of it. Just because I kind of feel like I already know how the book story is. It'll be similar, maybe with just some other things like Lafayette. You don't know what that's going to happen. Or Eric and the king, they're not going to die. So, so no expectations, and I will just enjoy with open arms.
Well, do you think that because you have read the books, it's for this season, it's giving you a disadvantage versus The Vampire Diaries? We haven't read it because everybody tells us not to read these books because they say it's bad.
Yeah, I think the disadvantage is because I'm expecting, so reading the books, I'm expecting season three to include more, like, werewolf action. Like, we haven't seen Alcee in forever, you know? I really thought we got a slight introduction to the werepanthers, a hotshot, but there was no real story. It's a surface story, like kind of like an introduction to that. But I think all the things that I was anticipating, I think that's going to happen probably in season four. So I was expecting it in season three, but looking at the season three progress, it's probably going to just set us up for season four.
Okay. Shannon, what are you thinking? Have you read all the books, the Stookie Stackhouse books?
I've only read the first one. Okay. And why is kind of like, just like what Lynn says, I don't want to ruin the TV show for myself. So I've been reading, I just finished the first book after I finished season one, and I want to start on the second and third book now that the third season is over. But I really want to see... I want to see more with Jesus' story, his backstory, because there's a lot going on there. Of course, they can't fit everything into the last episode of season three unless they make it like a 5-hour jam-packed
episode. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I want to see Sookie use her fairy powers again, because that would be awesome. And I want to make sure that the King of Mississippi dies for good, because he drives me nuts. He's psycho. He's crazy. That dude scares me. If I met him in real life, I would run.
See, I love the actor. I love Dennis O'Hare's performance, and that's what's making me want him to stay. But, I mean, if it was played by some other actor who didn't do a great job, then, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, die.
Exactly.
He scares the crap out of me.
Oh, yes.
he does the character so well. He's creepy. And He's the big villain of this season. So I think that if they really want to wrap up the last episode of this season, they need to kill him off. And I don't want Eric to die. I hope he comes back.
No, he cannot die.
No.
He He's not going to die.
He better not. Yeah, that would just ruin it for me.
Lynn's going to go down to the True Bloods. So he's going to go to Alan Ball's office. Yeah. You are going to put him back in season four. Yeah.
Sookie's magic fairy powers can bring one vampire back every 20 years. Okay. And she used them on Eric. There we go. Season four can go now. We're good.
All right.
I really feel like we won't. There's no in danger of losing Alexander Skarsgård. Yeah. I think we'll be fine.
Nah, he's too sexy to leave.
Yeah, too hot. Well, I'm really starting to like the chemistry between the two of them, between Sookie and Eric. I'm really starting to feel that this season. You know, it's been a slow boil, but it's happening. You know, and I definitely want to see that move on. I kind of want Bill to just be with someone else or just kind of focus on Jessica for a bit, being the dad, you know, to her. I really like him as the maker teaching, you know, that kind of thing. So I hope that's what happens with him. Because, yeah, I'm kind of done with the Bill and Sookie storyline. It's like, all right, you know, she shouldn't have taken him back, basically. But she did, so to keep the story going, you know, that's one of those things. It's like, oh, she kept him around. I don't know. Yeah, I feel bad. I feel, you know, because I like Stephen Moyer, the actor, but everybody's just kind of like done with Bill, it seems like. Is it just me? I don't know. Josh, how do you feel? Are you done with Bill?
I still really like Bill as a interesting, conflicted character, but I feel like his storyline this whole season has been kind of lame, and I agree with everyone that the relationship between I feel like he and Sookie should have had a real breakup this season instead of, you know, being away for each other for it seemed like a day or something, and then they're back together in this weird state. So yeah, I want something different to happen with either him or him and Sookie.
All right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow night, and then we'll record our recap of the season finale the following Tuesday and have that posted shortly after. So I don't know. Looking very forward to that. Excited, though, that we've got the Vampire Diaries back. Can't even tell you how excited I am. And I didn't think I'd be this excited, you guys. And I am. It's crazy. I didn't realize. I was like, oh, man, I really am a fangirl to this show. Wow. I miss them. I miss them. They're also, it's funny. There was one tweet that I saw. It's like, really? Is everyone in Mystic Falls that beautiful?
You know, I thought that too. When the uncle, you know, stepped out of the car, I was like, seriously? I mean, yes, I was drooling watching him. But then I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, no one is like over 40 there. Or maybe they're not over 40, 36 or something.
But that's why it's the hub of supernatural, you know, kind of activity. Everyone wants to live there. It's full of sexy people. That's where you go to live.
Is that what it is?
Prices must be insane there.
Come for the sexy people, stay for the magic.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at that. I like that, Josh.
Okay. You should send it in to the city.
That's right. You have a new city slogan.
Just tweet Kevin Williamson or Julie Pleck on Twitter. Best Mystic Falls slogan. And see if, you know, and just keep replying to them, see if they ever
do it four times a day until
okay. Just want you to know, here's your new slogan.
Yeah.
Oh, did you catch my new slogan yet?
Hey guys, did you see this? Hey baby,
did you check Twitter? You're probably really busy, but just in case
you need a sweet hashtag for it as well. There and then it'll go like wildfire.
There you go, the hashtag, and then get all the fans to kind of rally. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you again, Terpster, for joining us. Where can we find you if people want to find you on the internet?
You can find me on twitter.com/the_T or over on my website, terpstervision.tv.
Thank you. And Shannon, where can we find you?
You can find my hacker podcast at hack5.org, HAK5.org, and you can find me on Twitter at Snubs.
Awesome. All right, and of course you can find us BikeClubShow.com. Email us BikeClubShow@gmail.com. Let us know what you guys think about the premiere episode of The Vampire Diaries, what your hopes, desires, dreams for the rest of the season. We've got 21 more episodes, so where do you hope the season goes. And also we're on Twitter at Bike Club Show. So thanks again for joining us. And we will be back very soon with our finale recap of True Blood season 3. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.